From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Democrats opened their national convention Monday, ready to announce former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton as a party's 2016 presidential nominee. However, a controversy over leaked emails that show how Democratic Party leaders sought to ease her path to the nomination by mocking her challenger, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the head of the Democratic National Committee, was pushed out of the post on Sunday in the aftermath of the WikiLeaks disclosure of nearly 20,000 emails. Robbie Mook is Hillary Clinton's campaign manager.
What further experts are saying is that then, because they possessed those emails, that Russian state actors were feeding the emails to hackers for the purpose of helping Donald Trump.
The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation said Monday it's investigating what it described as a cyber intrusion at the Democratic headquarters that resulted in the WikiLeaks disclosures and to hold accountable those who pose a threat. A 27-year-old Syrian migrant who set off an explosion, killing himself and wounding at least a dozen people in Ansbach, Germany, was a soldier of the Islamic State, according to the militant group's Amaq news agency. Amaq reported that an insider source said the attacker carried out the operation in response to calls to target countries of the coalition that fights the Islamic State. Meanwhile, a suicide bomber detonated explosives-rigged vehicle near a crowded checkpoint north of Baghdad Monday, killing 12 people and wounding 37. The Diyala province spokesman said the blast happened at the entrance of the town of Kales. So far, there's been no immediate claim of responsibility for that attack. This is VOA News.